When we went to school, there were no school buses. We walked, and that meant several miles. And lots of children in the neighborhood would walk too, and sometimes they'd meet us in our own pasture. No, we didn't take the road, not too often, because it was always too muddy. There were no rocks or gravel. So around the pasture we would go until we'd get to the stile. A stile is something like a step ladder on one side of the fence and down with another ladder like that. Dad, my father, made that. And then we'd go into Shoemaker's pasture. I was never sure of those cows or bull, but they were good. And cousin Emil Shoemaker had one cow he'd ride and bring other cows home that way. He also rode it in a parade on street fair. The country road usually was fair to walk on until they started making the U.S. highway out of it. They made it with mules, not tractor, that pulled the whatever they had to make the road smooth and nice and ready to go for the concrete. Oh, but that was some mud while they were working on it. And the slogan, "Lift Missouri Out of the Mud," was a good one. One good thing, we had high-top shoes, or we could have never made it. I usually cut through more pastures and wheat fields and lots of fences. Our teacher, who lived right across from the school out in the country by the cemetery, finally asked me if I'd really save time cutting through like that. But he didn't know the mud that we had to go through. We had a fifth and sixth grade school down in the country there by the cemetery. And to go to town from there, they had a wooden sidewalk. The first place, the church and tea tree, was at this place where the school was now in the country. The land was given by my great grandpa, and they built the first church, and then they built the school right there too, and then the cemetery came. He gave that land to later the college was in Concordia too. I mean, they had to build it and they needed land, and of course Grandpa, great-grandpa, gave land for that. So the college was right across his own house. And he'd always give more land for cemetery or something. And later, when Uncle Ed, that was my mother's brother, when he had his boys going to college to be a minister and needed more and more money all the time, he'd sell more land to either the cemetery or the college or something that they wanted it for. He had three boys that became pastors. One was a teacher.